Do you hold grudges? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I have a coworker who holds grudges like no one I've ever met before. He went to a restaurant in our hometown maybe 20 years ago, and the restaurant did him wrong in his eyes, and he has not been back since. And that's just an example of how much he holds a grudge. Do you hold grudges? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's Devo. It's called A Heavy Weight by A.W. Smith. Have you ever worn a full backpack for more than a few minutes? When you first put it on, it doesn't seem too bad. But after walking across campus or standing in line for a while, it can feel like that backpack is getting heavier and heavier. Of course, you didn't add anything to your load, but as your back gets more tired, it can certainly feel like the backpack weighs more. Sometimes anger and bitterness can work that way too. At first, it may seem easy to carry around a grudge against someone who's hurt you, but after a while, it starts to get very heavy. It wears you out and drains your energy, leaving you exhausted and sore. But Jesus offers us a different way. Instead of stubbornly clinging to our resentment, Jesus tells us to hand it over to Him. As we rely on Jesus, He replaces our hatred with His love and forgiveness. And this is only possible because He died and rose again to forgive our sin. If we've put our trust in Jesus, we don't have to carry around our anger and bitterness anymore. Through His Word, His Holy Spirit, and His people, God reminds us how much Jesus loves and forgives us, and the truth frees us to extend that same love and forgiveness to others. Have you ever felt the heaviness of anger and bitterness in your heart? Whether you're on the giving or receiving end, unforgiveness hurts. It weighs on both you and the person you're angry at. But when you find yourself getting mad at someone, you don't have to let your anger fester and hurt your relationship. Instead, with the Holy Spirit's help, you can honestly tell that person how you feel and be willing to forgive. Remember, Jesus died for our sins and rose again so we could know His love and forgiveness and show it to others. We can always give our grudges to God and then trust Him to help us forgive those who have hurt us. So let's talk about this a little bit more deeply together. Can you remember a time Jesus helped you let go of a grudge? What was that like? Sometimes letting go of anger and bitterness is easier said than done. It can be a process, and that's okay. Whenever we notice it starting to resurface in our hearts, we can bring it straight to Jesus. He is eager to help us lay these burdens down. Who are trusted Christians in your life who could help you process the hurts you've experienced with Jesus and, if necessary, set up good boundaries? As you and I can read in Ephesians 4:31-32, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Matthew 5:43-48 and Ephesians 4:26, as well as verses 31-32. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And for this Christmas, we have a gift for you. We compiled a series of Christmas-centered devos just for you. You can read them on the Unlocked app or on the Bible app. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional called He Moved Into Our Neighborhood. I wonder who they're talking about. Anyway, join us for that tomorrow. Dylan will be reading tomorrow's devo. Anyway, until next time, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.